Hi, welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors. Whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales, we hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Today, I've got a couple of guests from Berner and Becker, and I'll let them introduce themselves in a minute. The topic we're going to look to discuss is the big topic of total revenue management and the journey towards it. This is why I wanted to get these guys here. They're the experts. They do this day to day. They've lived and breathed revenue management for many years. So I'm just going to pass it over and allow the guys to introduce themselves. This is the couple of guys from Berner and Becker. Kick it off to you, Pontus, if you want to take us from here.
Yeah, cheers, Trevor. Thanks for the introduction. We're super stoked, actually, to be a part of this. I know it's the first one, so we're happy to join and to hopefully share our views and knowledge on this topic. But hello to all the listeners. My name is Pontus Banner, one of the co-founders of Banner Becker Revenue Management. In short, what we do, revenue management for clients. We do outsourced revenue management, project consulting and training. So like Trevor said, we sort of live and breathe it since many, many years. And with me today, I have our director of revenue, Fight.
Exactly. So Pontus, you've been introducing myself actually already. My name is Fight Meyer. I'm director of revenue, as Pontus just said, for Berner and Becker. I'm with the company now for bit more than 1.5 years, employee of the first hour, I would say.
Very cool.
And obviously, thanks for the invite, Trevor. I'm happy to be here and share a couple of thoughts on revenue management and how we could get there, actually, because, you know, it's a very, very broad topic.
Absolutely.
Let's see where we get to, right?
Yeah, precisely. And that's a great place to start. So let's start off with the big open, wide open question. What is total revenue management? So I'm sure, hopefully, the people listening to it will get this.
Yeah.
Let's start off with the most obvious one. So, Vite, do you want to take us with that one?
Yeah, I'm taking that one. I think, Pontus, just a couple of minutes ago, you mentioned it's something as an undefined space, more or less, even though it's been flying around as a acronym for a couple of years already. But no one really seems to know what's actually meant with that. And also for me, obviously we're spending most of the day thinking about how we can optimize various situations in terms of revenue management. But when it comes to total revenue management, I think I could think of like two elements that actually play along with that. One of them is obviously the revenue side, actually, where you're looking at not only your rooms revenue management perspective, but also take into consideration restaurant, you're taking spa into consideration, you're taking garage revenue management probably into consideration. But then on the other hand side, I think it is also that, you know, link towards the profitability side at the end of the day out of all those various revenue streams that I've just been mentioning. And, you know, in my view, over the last couple of years, the industry hasn't really moved along that, you know, thought of total revenue management where you would say, okay, there's something that is probably out there which could be used as a guideline on how to do it, actually. And maybe that's the reason why we're today. So we'll try and get this going.
It's a complete different level of detailness and I'm missing the word. But on the detail level that you can do revenue management, sophistication, that was the word. It's a completely different level of sophistication that you can apply rooms revenue management to, for example, groups or MICE revenue management or for sure also like restaurant and spa revenue management.
I think, you know, revenue management in itself came a long way. Obviously, it started with airlines, then it went over to hotels and so on. But if you think about those couple of parts that would play into total revenue management theoretically that we've just been touching base on, you only see spa revenue management and restaurant revenue management or F&B management in itself coming up as a topic in itself. You've only seen that coming up over the last 1 or 2 years, right?
Yep.
It's nothing that's been flying around for the same time as probably rooms revenue management has been flying around now. So I think there's many, many things actually to be catched up on, and only then, if you would obviously get those couple of basics right at the end of the day, and combine them basically across those various revenue streams, you would probably get to the idea of total revenue management, but not before.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And I think again, you know, you touched on there's a lot of articles that I see that we read. There's a lot of push around maximizing the venues and events. You touched on garage and car parking. That seems to be an area that's developing. So in the same way that airlines have been looking at their ancillary revenue streams and have almost sliced up every single part and found ways of trying to revenue manage that and sell each component piece, that's starting the same way that revenue management started in airlines and then came across to the hotels. You can see that same thought process, and people are starting to look at the different departments. Is that right? That's what I understand you to be saying. Okay. So again, knowing you guys as I do, you have a mixed portfolio from large groups, small groups, independent hotels. So in reality, I mean, I look at it and I've heard TRM being mentioned for probably 6, 7, 8 years, maybe longer than that even.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, everyone's been talking about it for years.
Yeah.
How often do you get asked about it when you're talking with prospective clients that you're looking to take on board, or with existing clients that are new to you and you're just, you know, trying to work out where they are and what they need to do? How often does TRM crop up?
It's astonishingly little, actually, to be honest. I mean, you're right, it's been around for actually many years. I remember in the beginning of university, we were speaking about total revenue management. I guess it's in the end of the question, how do you define it? But when we come in contact with our clients, like very few people ask us, okay, so will you help us with total revenue management? The questions that do might pop up is, do you help us maximize our MICE business and so on for groups and events? And that we for sure do. Within the mixed portfolio that we have in different countries and everything, it doesn't seem to be a very much big of a difference there. And everyone is very, very focused still on rooms revenue management. But maybe also that is one of the reasons why the TRM concept is not moving forward in a way, because there's at the same time a lack of understanding and definition and the lack of demand of it from the client side or from the hotel side.
I guess it may come back to who's actually talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you go to a conference and that conference or a seminar and the people that are there are revenue managers, revenue directors, they get it, they understand it.
Yeah.
But they're not ultimately the people that are setting the direction. I guess if they could be having the conversations with the GM or with the owner, but if the owner or GM doesn't necessarily get it, they're going to say, yeah, fine, but actually, can we just focus on getting this piece right?
Yeah. And
I guess that's where a large part of your work comes in. And I guess it's important to really establish the core fundamentals of just doing the room revenue management piece right, then being able to look at other departments and seeing how those aspects could then be applied, and maybe it becomes a slow creep, and the owner, the GM, doesn't really recognize that now you're doing TRM. He just sees it as the different departments are now getting a revenue management philosophy being applied to it.
Yeah.
So if we take your starting point, if we're looking at a journey towards TRM, what are the issues that when you're going in and someone said to you, right, we need a bit of help here, Whether they understand TRM or not, whether they're on a journey towards it or they're just looking to engage and get some real solid professional revenue management into their property, what are the key things that you think A, need to be in place that will then help them on the journey if they then want to put some of this total revenue management philosophy into their operation?
I just want to go back quickly to basically kind of the audience. Like, I would almost want to ask the question, like, who do we expect to speak about total revenue management at the end?
Good question. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's one thing that obviously revenue managers or let's say profit managers or directors of revenue management or commercial directors are speaking about it. But then at the other hand side, even if we're only looking into a rooms revenue management perspective, the things that we do on a daily basis also with our clients is we try and educate them a little bit and obviously try and you know, get that sensibilization in there for the topic and try and make them aware of, okay, this is kind of a revenue management culture that we want to build up, but you know, this is just focused on that one small part of revenue management, which is down to rooms, but then onto nothing else, right?
Yeah.
So if that awareness is not there, that there's that principle out of revenue management that could be applied to different functions within the hotel as well, then it is the thing at the end of the day that, you know, this topic could never be, you know, developed to its full potential.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, so it's actually, you know, the whole principle of revenue management, it's that core principle that can be applied, and it's part of your role is to open the eyes to see where else this could be applied, because their focus is very narrow, just about the rooms, because that's the way it's always been. Did I understand that right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I would say that's completely true, but there's also maybe a reason for it many times, and simply when we come into clients that have never really applied any revenue management at all from before, we usually talk about turning the big stones and where to find the big money and the quick ones, and that usually lays in first of all understanding the hotels and its market needs and where it's positioning in the market. But then it's really about starting to look at the segmentation of a hotel. How do they sell their segment? So instead of saving on some small commission costs, or can be also big, but maybe they're still selling the way too much corporate rates or so, or cheap groups to fairs where they maybe displace €200 per night per room. And those kind of money that you can turn around and make 15% or 20% increases in rooms revenues with fairly simple, like basic revenue hacks, let's call it. They bring, you know, when you talk about 15-20%, you talk about maybe a couple of hundred thousand or even over €1 million in yearly revenue. It's still quite a lot more than what you can do with, let's say, if you want to implement variable pricing in the restaurant menu or something like this. So first of all, like, focus still on the big stones, but let's look at it like, what can we learn then from implementing basics in the room revenue side? It's always important with a good segmentation, good tools and systems that can actually track your data in a correct way. And also then forecast and keep track on the numbers. And what we usually call a team up and educate and execute. So put the right people behind the responsibility in the hotel and make sure that they have the empowerment and the responsibility and accountability to do the work. And I think if we look at total RM, there's a big lack there, especially when it comes to who's responsible, for example, for, let's say, the revenues of the restaurant or the spa. It's usually not given to the revenue manager. When it comes to tools and systems, there's probably almost non-existent, like the reports you can pull from a micros system in restaurant is, maybe you can do something with it, but is definitely not oriented around good KPIs or something that you can understand and measure to get an understanding of the business. So there's a lot to be done on like both tools and technology and so on. But like I said, I think a big reason is this is basically the return on investment potential, why people have focus on the rooms. But nevertheless, like on big mice groups hotels, it's going to be super important to take care of the whole mice revenue stream in a good way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you've just been touching base on the point of KPIs. Like this is also one thing, those KPIs coming out of the rooms revenue management perspective.
Yeah.
It seems like they've always been there, right? And then we picked it up in terms of revenue management and build our theories around it, build up our strategies on it. We're looking at market share data. Yeah. But then that's where we're coming into that place and apply that to total revenue management. Obviously, there's a lack of transparency in terms of which kind of KPIs are there for any other functions of a hotel's business.
Right? Let me ask you a question, Trevor. How would you calculate the meeting room occupancy in a hotel to your understanding?
Don't ask me. That's why I've got you guys.
But I'm fairly sure you could do it for rooms fairly easily. But then there's no real standard of how to do it for a meeting room.
Is there a standard way of doing it?
Not really. Like I actually wrote an article a bit on market share for groups. To start measuring that, but while doing that, I was researching a lot, and there are a couple of different ones, let's say, that you can use, but you can obviously look at the amount of meeting rooms you have occupied divided by the total amount of meeting rooms available, but then you can also look at square meter, etc., and you can full days and half days, etc. So there is there are some ways, but still no like. Generally defined one that everyone is using.
Yeah, exactly. And no matter how many people you would ask, you would always get a different answer on that because there's simply no standard for that, it seems like, in the industry. And then the next thing is obviously if you want to take and compare your hotel's performance with the performance of your competitors, basically, that you defined within a certain kind of space outside of rooms revenue management, you would not find any proper KPIs that would basically deliver the basis of knowing if you sold good stuff or not at the end of the day.
I think you touch on an interesting point there because in a way what am I looking to say here, that the room revenue management, the KPIs, the way that you measure, the way that you calculate has been so defined over the years that people feel very comfortable with it. You can go into a hotel and it may be more the application, it may be the technology, it may be the processes, the procedures, a little bit of training, upskilling. But fundamentally, the way that you work it out has been defined over a number of years and refined and continually gets refined. So it's sort of a safe starting point. Yeah. Picking up on your point about the meetings and how that you would calculate that. I mean, I guess there's another question. Does it actually need to have a defined KPI at the moment? In the same way that when people first started room revenue, they would have worked it out in different ways. You may have had 5 or 6 different hotels were calculating it slightly differently in much the same way that people might start calculating revenue management around the meeting space. But with the level of knowledge and sophistication that we have, maybe there are less mistakes would be made and the calculations would be slightly more narrow about two or three options. But is there a reluctance sometimes to just start doing it because there isn't a formula that I can take off the shelf and apply and other people use it, I can compare myself, and because it might need a little bit more work, and maybe I don't have that skill and expertise yet to do it, that actually I don't bother doing it yet. Could that be a part?
Yeah, I think maybe like when it comes to benchmarking such a thing like group and MICE revenues, then it's obviously when you start comparing your hotel to other hotels, then you need to have a common way for everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you only, let's say, bench against yourself or track your internal performance, then I guess it doesn't really matter how you track it. Then that could be fine. However, just in the today's system landscape, to say, okay, how much, imagine that you have a group in the hotel and they use some meeting space, and then they have a coffee package, like mm-hmm. normal stuff, but this particular group wants to have maybe a sit down lunch, let's say, in downstairs in the restaurant, and don't stand and have an eating lunch outside the meeting room. So then that becomes a revenue stream of the restaurant, maybe on the P&L report, and not of the meeting department. And then the question is like, how do the people in the hotel, let's say, calculate the average spent by the guests then? And even the systems are not, I would say, linked or able to do such type of tracking. So there's for sure stuff to be done, also just in the systems. And I think maybe some providers manage this a little bit better than others, but mostly hotels have a little bit of a mix and match, pick from different systems for different departments and different revenue streams, etc. So it is something that needs to be aligned within the hotel, and you need to be understand systems very well. But somehow you can do it. It is doable to get raw data out from some of the PMS systems or a micro system to start tracking things. And you just have to maybe once define what are your ways of
calculating. Well, it was interesting that you were saying there, because that was something that was sort of coming through to me listening to you, that you know, it's almost a bit like the chicken and egg conversation. Which one do you get first? Is it the chicken or does the egg come first? and so in a way, it's, you know, do they need to define a methodology, or is there actually a factor where, because the technology isn't in place, the investment isn't made in the technology or the sophistication around technology that might exist in the hotels currently hasn't evolved? And I know it's changing all the time. But once, if you have better technology, does that by definition then make the ability to identify the right information, the right data, and then extrapolate the calculations that you want to? Is the technology the piece that will actually unopen this or open this slightly complex box?
I think I would agree with that.
Not solely,
because the question we have to ask beforehand again is who's actually responsible at the end of the day for, you know, defining what kind of specifications a system should actually bring with it at the end of the day, and who should be responsible telling those system providers or suppliers what should go in there, basically, in order to make, you know, data visualized at the end of the day, which revenue managers or whoever can then actually action upon.
Yeah, but let's say if I would, for example, take the case of a group that has a MICE group in a hotel. So every revenue that this group or any of the participants is spending, except for the room charge and the breakfast, I would sort of see as going to a MICE expenditure. And so if that would be a fairly simple, let's say, solution. And with the current system landscape, I'm sure many hotels could then, let's say, extract a little bit of data then from the different departments of where revenues are spent, and then get the sum of it. But some would for sure have a more difficult than others to do it, and some would have technology in place that can, and some don't. I mean, there are even PMS systems that can't really give proper room revenue reports
Don't mention it. Don't go there.
No, but I mean, a lot of stuff is happening on the PMS side. A lot of good new cloud-based, new thinking companies, but there's still a long way from tracking total. They're also very narrow usually. So I know that big MICE hotels and stuff, they have problems with these new systems because nothing is linking to their micro system, etc. Mm-hmm. But as soon as that starts developing a bit more, I'm sure it can be, it become a lot better. Nevertheless, I think I must say, like, if someone asked me what do you do in terms of MICE revenue management, the question somehow arises. To some people, the definition of doing revenue management for meeting rooms, for example, somehow seems to be that the price of the meeting room must be variable, just as for hotel rooms, to go up and down every day and different weeks and different times of the day, etc. Whereas we, for example, say as long as you implement, for example, a good sensible seasonality in your meeting room prices and you work with good cancellation policies and good lost and cancellation reasons so that you can proper track your MICE business and your group requests and optimize conversion and have good cancellation policies that allow you to resell your rooms in time if they would cancel, etc. And then you make a bit of cancellation revenue along with it, then you sort of have come a fairly good way, I would say, to do MICE revenue management. And I would say there is also some fundamental differences here in terms of simply filtering demand. I would say that revenue management is a lot about filtering demand. That's where you can make an impact. And if you look at for meeting room, the amount of requests that comes in, it's still, yes, you need to choose your business, but it's not at all the same factors that play into demand for your rooms.
Sure.
So all those bookings coming in, all those thousands and thousands of bookings coming in during a year for rooms. So there's a different sense to how you can yield and how you can price that.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
And I think, again, that plays into, you know, which kind of fundamentals we can take from the rooms revenue management perspective over to any other function within the hotel business and apply revenue management there, coming at the end of the day to that acronym total revenue management again. I mean, in a way, you're also trying to segment your customers and you're trying to come up with a sensible pricing approach at the end of the day and put some conditioning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I think no matter which kind of function you apply it to, in a way you can still try and make the most out of it.
That
makes sense. I think I'm conscious we've been talking for about nearly half an hour now, so as they say, time flies when you're having fun. I'm conscious that I don't want to take up too much more of your time, but it's a kind of a starting the topic. I think if I was to start to pull some threads together, there are three things that stand out to me from listening to you guys. Is that, first of all, there needs to be somewhere the knowledge and understanding that revenue management can be applied across many different departments. If you actually segment up the hotel into its different departments, revenue management as a concept can be applied, and there needs to be that understanding, that grasp from whoever it might be that is making the decision to, we need to move in this direction, that we can segment this up and we can apply these core principles. They will be different, as you say, the demand for rooms will be different to your meetings, but the fundamentals behind it still apply. I think the second piece that then comes out to me as well, very clearly from what you guys are saying, is that you've got to get the basics right. Because if you don't have the basics right around your room, you're leaving, as you say, your revenue hacks. If you can find some quick areas, some big wins there, you get a quick ROI. But then you start to learn on some of those fundamental principles, what we could be doing and how they could be translated across to some of these other departments. Yeah. And then the third area is, but that's all well and good, but if you don't have the technology to support you in achieving that, then you can have all the aims that you might wish to have. You can have all the fundamentals in place, but if you can't actually connect those dots together and start to have that system talking to each other and giving you the relevant information that you need, it's going to be a challenge that sometimes might just be too big a challenge to actually venture down. That's maybe an oversimplification of those three areas, but would that seem to be a kind of a fair summary?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Would fully agree.
Because I think, you know, if I listen to you guys, if you were to suddenly go and buy a hotel, yeah, I would feel pretty confident that you know what TRM is, you know the fundamental revenue management, and you'd know where to go and find the technology that may or may not be able to bolt together, but would be on its way, and you would be able to specify what you need to give you the information that you want out of it. So yeah, a large part of it seems to be getting that knowledge across of what the scale, what the capacity is, how they could really leverage the asset of the hotel as a total entity, and yeah, all the revenue management streams that are there. And that almost seems to be the journey that we've got a lot of revenue professionals talking about TRM, but are the people that ultimately set the direction for the hotel, whether it be the owner or the general manager, do they actually understand how that revenue management can be applied across those different departments? And is it worth the investment in the technology to help bring those pieces together to actually deliver and look at total revenue management for their complete unit?
Yeah, exactly. And so there's for sure a lot that can be done, and I would say there in many areas at least. But then there are still some areas where I question maybe will TRM ever be totally applied in that sense. But I mean, just as an example now, having variable pricing on your food menu, it's also such a discussion that's been around, I think, for 15 years. But do the consumer accept it? It's also a question, and for many of these cases. So I think there's a cool bar, you know, in Berlin that they, depending on which beer is ordered the most, it increases in price, and then the other beers are going down.
So that's, really, right.
Yeah. And you can follow it.
I'm not going to go to that one.
You can follow the prices on such a like digital chart behind the bar. Display.
We sort of start touching then into dynamic pricing, which is a completely different conversation. But I mean, I don't know if it's the same way you guys are, but I know there are certain, if I go to a restaurant certain times of the day, maybe early evening, and certain days of the week, I can get the same meal, but it will be slightly cheaper because they know that that's a low period for them. So in a very, very basic way, they are applying some of those principles already.
Exactly, and I think that's the case, that the definition of in which depth you do sort of variable pricing and revenue management is a key to, or a reason why it's so difficult to define this topic. Because if you read, for example, the book of Robert Cross, the founder of revenue management, he's taking the example of his haircutting studio, mm-hmm, where he used to go. And let's see if I remember it correctly, but the example is more or less that he can only go on Saturdays because he's working on the weekdays, and there's such a huge queue consisting of both the people that are working, but also young school kids and also older retired pensioners. Mm-hmm. And he says, why don't you put up the price a little bit on the weekends? And this haircutting studio does that. And what happens is that the pensioners and the school kids start coming on the weekdays because they find it's a bargain because it's cheaper. And so basically she gets more occupancy filled in the haircutting chair.
Yep.
And she And then on the weekends, she gets more ADR out of every hour in the chair because the working people that can afford it is coming, and it's still enough to fill up on the weekend. So she lifted both ADR and occupancy, and I would say that's a very good example of a simple way to apply revenue management. So as long as the spa, for example, is applying a little bit of seasonality or weekday pricing, and as if you do that with your meeting rooms, and if your restaurant is offering a bit of a lunch special, you're already sort of doing it. If you have a sort of a revenue mindset and a revenue optimization mindset, it is actually a part of total revenue management, I would say. And even such a thing like menu creation, like I studied back in university, it's also like, where do you put the most expensive articles on the menu? Because where I usually look and so on. I would also call that, in a way, revenue management, because it's all about...
You're looking to maximize, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they are doing it then. Everybody is doing TRM.
Like, they can do it more, but this sort of the same sophistication of filtering and yielding and price changing and, you know, variable prices, etc., that you do for room revenue management. And that's my point. I don't think it's ever going to come to that sophistication for the other areas, because it's simply maybe not necessary and you don't have the same sort of fundamentals to play with. But for sure, a lot more can be done, and you can start measuring, you know, market share for MICE revenues, and you can do a lot more to track your internal data for all the different departments and so on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when it becomes interesting then. But, you know, measuring and tracking and stuff like this, this should be kind of the first step actually walking into that direction.
Yeah.
Because how do you ever want to know if one of your actions that you actually put in place in which function whatsoever, doesn't matter, but if that has been effective and actually yielded something out of it.
Yeah.
You're not going to know that if you don't track or measure it.
No, exactly. Yeah. So we can conclude that it's a lot more can be done. Technology and tracking and data and so on is more needed. But it also needs to be clear that the end goal of all of it is probably going to be a bit different than what we see on the room revenue side.
Excellent. Well, look, I really appreciate your time, guys. Thank you so much. It's been great having you here and contributing to this. I look forward to finding some other topics to talk with you again in the future.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we post this, we'll make sure that there's some links so they can come and see what you guys are all about.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.